So we're in the top of Chavtes Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us that Omer Adam L'Chaveiro, a person could say to his neighbor, to his friend, Mali Li Kli Izeh, fill up this jar for me, this pat, Aval Lo B'Mida, but he can't say to him, measure it up to, you know, two cups of water or three cups of wine or oil. You have to just say, fill up the cup, but don't mention the measurement. I think Mara's going to explain the reasoning behind this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Kli Shel Mida, Lo Yimalenu, Lo Yimalenu.
I have a question.
Yes.
I want to open a restaurant.
Okay, which one? What type?
Yom Tov Lo Malim. Lo Malim Yom Tov.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, right.
That will serve food on Shabbos and Yom Tov without paying the day before. Just come and eat. Family will come and eat. What's the problem there? Is there any problem?
Yeah, no. Right, as long as there's no Chil Shabbos going on and food prepared.
You want to be the Mashgiach?
In Tel Aviv,
there's such a thing.
You pay Friday, and you come after the shul, after the shul, you come, you give the petek,
right.
And you eat.
It's like having a catered meal.
Glad kosher.
Is such a thing in America?
You know, let's say you have a simcha, you have ufer.
Yeah, but there's such a.
There's no restaurant, but I'm saying there's no problem with it. Just like it's catering.
What? The Pesach they'll have.
Yeah.
What?
The Pesach they'll have.
What do you mean for Pesach they'll have? They have such a thing.
Yeah, the restaurant will be kosher for Pesach, and then they'll for the first during Yom Tov they'll just be prepay, and then you just come in.
No, I'm talking about all year long.
I don't think it would be successful on Shabbos.
For that? I think it will be very busy in such an area, in Monsey, here, Brooklyn.
No, people are not going to walk like that. I will talk to business later. but
it's not a problem.
I don't think so, no.
But you won't need Monsey here, because after this, you'll know everything.
So the Mishnah says, again, that according to Tanakhama, you could use a kli, let's say you have a measuring cup. You could have it ask someone to fill it up with wine or oil. You just don't tell them how much to fill it up. Don't say four cups. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use such a utensil. If it's a measuring cup or any other type of, you cannot use it at all. Even though you don't mention the shear, the midah, you can't use it. And Ma'isa Ba'aba Shal Ben Bitness has once a story about this individual. Shehayu Mimala Midosa Erev Yomtif. He would fill up his cups of oil or wine Erev Yomtif. The Nosan Lilukuchos Yomtif, and would give them out to the buyers on Yomtif. So he had a store, let's say, and he sold wine. So he had 2-liter bottles of wine he prepackaged. So when people come on Yantif, he'd give them out. Why? So that was what he used to do. And Gemara then says further, Abashol Omer, Af Bimoed Osekein, Bipnei Berure Hamidos. Not only on Yantif would he prepackage and measure the amounts of wine, even on Chol Moed, he'd do this because of Berure Hamidos. What does Berure Hamidos mean? So Gemara is going to explain what Beirui Midos means. But for some reason, he'd also prepackage things on Chol HaMoed. And Chachamim Omrim Af B'chol Osa Kein Ibnei Matzah HaMidos. Not only would he do this on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even during the weekday, someone wouldn't come in and say, can I have some oil, can I have some wine? And he'd go back and measure it. He'd have everything measured beforehand so everything's ready to be bought. Like a store. You go to a store, you know, most things are already prepackaged, as opposed to, you want some wine, let me go to my back and get some wine for you. Yeah. So that's what he used to do. Why? What's Mitzvah HaMidos mean? So Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Bifnei Mitzvah HaMidos, Kishahaya mocher shemen, when a person would sell oil, hayalo midos harbe, different types of measurements a person wants. 1 cup of oil, 2 cups of oil. Umivin halukuchas klem umodid liish viish mimin alatsmo. Each person brings his measuring cup, how much he needs. I want a cup of this, and the store owner gives out the oil in their cup. Umismatos havaholchos letoch klein kolaya. What happens is the oil seeps into the cups all night long, and it gets less and less the entire night. So for that reason, he wanted to prepackage him. So what does that mean exactly? I'm confused as to what's going on here.
It means that while you spill the oil at first, so to the edges, it might look fuller than it really is. And when you let it sit, so all the oil really goes down, and then you have the real measurement. That's the idea.
So therefore, he would prepackage it so that it would go down. He'd fill it up. Once it go down, so it would have an exact amount. It would be a real true shear.
Yeah.
And same thing, I think, with the wine. Oh, so that's Berure Midos. Berure Midos, I think Mark explains, is where the wine kind of bubbles. You know, like you have soda fizzles up, you let it sit, and then you pour some more. If you're an expert bartender, you know how to tilt the cup a little, so it pours that way. This way, like the beer, not that I drink beer, but the fizz doesn't go up so high, so you minimize the fizz. Okay, so for these reasons, he would pre-package and pre-measure all the different oils and wines. Okay, again, this is for other halachas. The reason in the beginning we started off why you can't do this, the Gemara is going to explain, because you can't measure things on Yantav. It's a problem of mekach u'memkar, selling and buying. We don't want to talk about exact things because it might come to talking about exchanging money, writing things down. The Mishnah went into a discussion about just in terms of getting the exact shear. That's why even during a weekday, a person should pre-measure everything. So Gemara says, my avalo b'mida. What did it mean? The Mishnah told us that according to the Tanakhama, a person could bring a kli, have it filled up by the oil person or the wine person, but you just can't have an exact measurement. What does that mean, avalo b'mida? So Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, they explain, avalo b'chli ha-miyucha l'mida. You can't use a specialized utensil used for measuring. So I could go to them and say, fill up this Tupperware of oil. But I can't bring my actual measuring cup and say, fill it up, because it has the lines. It says 2 cups and 1 cup and this ounce and that ounce. You can't use that. Even though you don't mention it, that kli is muksa to be used. Aval kli ha'ome lemida yimalenu. But a kli that's ome, that's not used for it, but that's kind of a backup. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains that ha'ome lemida, he says, kishi yishaber zer baza tachta v'aval dayin lo madad ba. I have a measuring cup. They didn't have the line like we used to have. They had a cup. And the guy went to measure that this cup here holds, it's a 20 ounces of 20 fluid ounces. So he knows this is his 20 fluid ounce cup. Now he's a backup one. He never actually measured it because not every cup is made exact. So this is a backup one. He says, if this one breaks, I'll use this one as a backup. But he didn't yet figure out the measure and the amount, how much of oil or wine it holds. So it was a backup one. So that's allowed to be used, a backup. When one that's actually used for measuring, that he knows the exact measurement, that is not allowed. That's what the Gemara explains. Then the Gemara says, "V'as Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar," and Rabbi Yehuda comes along in the Mishnah to tell me, "Afilu kli ha'omri lemida lo yimalenu." Even if it's a kli that's not yet used for measuring, but it's my backup kli, my backup measuring cup, which I don't know the exact shear yet, even that is forbidden according to Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov. Exactly. Uvdu d'chol. Right. Uvdu d'chol. Right, that's what Rashi says. That Rashi is uvda dechol. So the Gemara says, what comes out, Alma, we see from this discussion, gavei simchas yamtiv. When it comes to the halachas of simchas yamtiv, Rabbi Yehuda luchumra, Rabbanan lekula. Why? Rabbi Yehuda at least allows you to use the backup kli, the kli shatachas, the kli. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to serve. Rabbi Yehuda's machmir and Rabbanan are mekel. Is that really true? Is Rabbi Yehuda always machmir by simchas yamtiv? We learn the opposite, the Tanan, the following Mishnah that we saw earlier. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli UChneged HaKofetz. Remember we spoke about measuring the meat yesterday. Rav Yehuda permits you to measure meat up against a certain type of utensil or a certain type of knife. However, Rabbanan Hol, the Chachamim Omrim, Ein Mashkichin Mekaf Moznaim Kol Iker. You can't use a scale at all. It's Moksa. So in this case, Chachamim Machmir and Rav Yehuda's Megil. Amar Rav Yehuda Lekula, Rabbanan Lechomer. So this is the opposite. Kasher the Yehuda, Adi Yehuda. Kasher the Rabbanan, Adi Rabbanan. So this is the steer. Rabbanan is one place machmir, one place mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda one place machmir, one place mekel. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. It's not a stira. Hasam over there by the case of weighing meat b'she'ena omeid lamida. There it wasn't the kli, I guess the kofetz. It wasn't. You don't use a knife to measure things. It's not uvda dechol. Who uses a knife to measure? That's why it's permitted. Hacha b'omeid lamida. Here, this kli, even though I'm not using it yet, it's going to eventually, when my initial kli breaks, this is my backup, it will come to using it for mida. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says this case is machmer. It's not a general perspective of chumer versus kulas. It's about whether or not this kli is ever going to be used for measuring or not, whether it's going to be uvdu dechol. That's how we get out of the steer with Rabbi Yehuda. D'rabbanan ad d'rabbanan nami lo kashi, that's also not a steer. Even though yesterday's daf rabbanan were machmer, you can't use a scale. And today, Rabbanan Mekil allows you to use a backup kli. There's not a kasha. Hasam ka'avid k'davdin b'chol. Hachal ka'avid k'davdin b'chol. There, by the weighing, at least you do something that was normally done during the weekday. Why?
Was it? Here,
אף הפי שהוא משמש בסכין?
רק בזה, בנוזלים, בשמן, בזה.
Oh, this one here. No, here. By the, yesterday Rabbanan says you can't use the... use the scale at all, because you're still using a scale. The scale is still the mishkal, even though what's on the mishkal is not what I normally use, but the mishkal itself is uvda d'chol. But here, the actual kli, I never ever used it for mida before. Even though it might be a backup, if someone looks at me using my Tupperware, it doesn't say on it 15 ounces, because I never actually measured how many ounces, so it's not a object that's used for a weekday, and therefore it won't be uvda d'chol. I think that's the difference according to the Chachamim.
So we call him.
Scale
is busy, but it's not in front of him, he uses that tensile in order to measure. So if he's using it in chol, so he knows the measurement, therefore it's not allowed by Rabbanan.
Okay, so that's the difference. Even according to the Rabbanan, it's not a steer. Both cases are different. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rava Amar, my avalo b'mida. Rava saying a different interpretation. The Gemara discussed, we started today, what does it mean when the Tanakhama says, a person could say, fill up my kli, but don't use a mida. What does don't use a mida mean? First we said, don't use a kli hamiyuchal mida. Don't use a specialized measuring utensil. That's according to the first pshat. And now we say, Rava Amar, my avalo b'mida, gives a different pshat. Shelo yizkor lo shem mida. Don't mention how much. Aval kli hamyuchal mida mimalenu. You could use a kli. So meaning, I have a Tupperware, which I know has 20 fluid ounces it holds in it. I could use it. It's my kli hamyuchal mida. I could use it. I just can't say 20 fluid ounces. I can say fill up my cup. But I can't say fill up my cup with 20 fluid ounces. That's the problem of mentioning the word of how much there is. And that's how you paskin. So I believe on Yontif, if you're allowed to use a measuring cup even, you can. Let's say you want to make a salad or something. You can use a measuring cup, just don't be so exact. Well, that's not even mentioning it, but don't be so exact. You are allowed to use a measuring cup. Just don't say how much you're measuring. Yehuda comes along in the Mishnah to tell us, he says you can't even use a specialized measuring cup. You can't use a measuring cup at all. Even if you don't mention it, it's still not permitted. So Alma, a similar Gemara now, we'll go through this quickly because it's basically the same Shaka Retire we just mentioned, just about a different discussion now. Alma, Gavi, Simchas, Yomtif, Rabbi Huda, Lachamur, Rabban, Lakula. We see Rabbi Huda's Machmir, you can't use a measuring cup, and Chacham say you can use it. But don't we see the opposite? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Shokel, the Basar, Kneged, Kli, Ukneged, Kofitz, you can use a scale. Chacham, Omer, Eimashichin, Bekaplan, Zayim, Kulikr, you cannot use a scale. Am Rabbi Huda lekula Rabbanan lechomer kasha the Rabbi Huda the Rabbi Huda kasha the Rabbanan the Rabbanan the Rabbi Huda the Rabbi Huda lo kasha hasam b'sheinim yuchal mida. There the scale is, or the knife rather, is not something that's specialized. It's not used for measuring. Hacham yuchal mida. Here the utensil is specialized for measuring. The Rabbanan the Rabbanan nami lo kasha hasam ka'avdin k'day avdin b'chol. There he used the scale, which he always uses the scale during the week. Here he doesn't, since he doesn't, I guess, weighing, he's not mentioning the measurement, therefore it's not the normal way he does it during the week.
It's exact words. It comes a few times in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, that they're repeating the exact words. Right? What was here? I don't know, Gam Simchat Yom Tov. This is in regard to Simchat Yom Tov, Lechumra. And before we said, Alma gam simchat yotov, Rabbi Yehuda lechumra, v'Rabbanan lekula, v'Ab chashbino lehud etnan. It's exact same phrasing in the
that we just saw.
Yeah. That's the exact same inyan.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, so why do you repeat it? Because first we wanted to know what the Mishnah meant. You can't use avalo b'mida. It was unclear what that meant. So Gemara first gave a pshat in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel gave a pshat, and then later Gemara gives a pshat in the name of Rava. According to each independent explanation, you have the same questions that are asked.
So this is in regards to liquid, and this is in regards to solid?
No. First Shmuel said, lo b'mida means you cannot use a backup kli. That's what I meant.
Okay.
You can't use a miyuchad, a kli miyuchad. You can't use a specialized. And then Shmuel says you can't mention the amount. Different pshatim.
Okay.
According to each pshat, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are going against what they said yesterday's daf, yesterday's Mishnah. So they say in the same back and forth, within Shmuel, they first say, okay, what about yesterday's daf? It was the opposite, boom, 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 and then here's the answer. Shmuel gives his different shot. Or sorry, Rava gives his different shot. That's a steer to what they said yesterday. Ask the question, and they give the same answers. We see that in the Gemara sometimes. So just to finish this line, so again, according to Rabbanim, it's not a steer, because over there, let's take it again from the last narrow line. The Rabbanim Nami Lo Kasha. Hasam, yesterday's daf, when you use the scale, Ka'avid Kedavdi Mechol, weighing using a scale is really no difference. Even though I'm weighing a knife, it's still uvda dechol. But here, I don't do the normal way. Even though I'm using a kli miuchra, I'm using a measuring cup, since I don't mention how much I want, it's not uvda dechol. Why? Because the avid inish, the makariv chama bimana, the kila vashasi. Because when a person brings his wine closer to be filled up in the kli, the kila vashasi, he drinks it. So therefore what? So I guess what happened was, when a person goes in Yom Tov to fill his glass up, he goes to fill my cup up, he's not going to buy a whole barrel of wine. He's going to fill his cup up. So he goes there, fills it up, and he drinks it right away on the spot for Simchas Yom Tov. So it doesn't give the appearance as if he's buying it, he's measuring it to sell. That's how it's being explained here. So it doesn't give the impression of a person going back home. He's going to drink it. He's just going to get some wine from his friend who happens to be a store owner. He's getting some wine. Afterwards, they'll figure out the money. Okay, so that's how we get out of these two Mishnayos. Now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah.
The Mishnah that you have in the Gemara.
Yeah.
You have in the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Same thing?
Yeah, same exact thing, yeah.
One to one.
Mm-hmm.
All of them in one shot.
Right. Now we don't have Gemara.
Explain.
Yeah. But now we don't have Gemara on every Mishnah, though. Like, we don't have...
Over there, you have every Mishnah.
Yeah, exactly.
And here, you have every Mishnah, and not Gemara on every Mishnah.
Right, so for example, Seder Zerum, there's six, one. So one of the Siddur, one of the Shishai Siddur Mishnah is Zerum. We don't have any Bavli on Zerum. Or we don't have any Bavli on Taharos, other than Maseches Nida.
The other one, we learned the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli.
Right, Yerushalmi is on, we learned on Shkalim.
Shkalim.
Yerushalmi does have on Zerum, but does not have on Kudshim.
So Sam doesn't have anything, not Yerushalmi, not Bavli.
So Moed... Nezikim, Zeraim, sorry, Moed, Nezikim, and Nashim, Yushalmi, Bavli. Tyros, nothing.
Tyros, nothing.
Zeraim, Yushalmi, but no Bavli. And Kachim, Bavli, but no Yushalmi. So each one has four. Yushalmi has four, and Bavli has four, but the fourth one is different, and yeah. No one has Tyros.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And over there, what's Shisha Sidur Mishnah? You just learned the Mishnah. There's some kind of explaining what it is.
There are Perushim, there's a Bar Tanur, and there's a Tosas Yom Tov, but it's all based on the Gemara. You can't, the way they used to learn Mishnahs was, they used to memorize Mishnahs, but they didn't understand the Mishnahs. The little kids would memorize, they knew all Mishnahs Baal Peh. But you can't understand the Mishnahs without the Gemara. The Gemara says, anybody says a Paskin Talacha based on Mishnahs, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara comes along to explain the reasons of the Mishnah, the steers in the Mishnah. Ishkama Havdel, Havdelim. One is, let's say, the style, the
Pirushim.
Yeah, not Pirushim even. The more pilpul in Bavli, Yushalmi, there's no pilpul. It's just like halacha, 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 halacha. The Mishnayos in Yushalmi is called halacha. If you look inside, it doesn't call Mishnah. Mishnah means vishinantam, to be sharp. Yeah. Yushalmi, it's called halacha. It just.
The Bavli yoter.
Okay. So now we're in the Gemara. Mais Abba Shal ben Bitnis. The story was that Abba Shal ben Bitnis, he would have all the wine or oil, I'm not sure what he was selling exactly, the Mishnah didn't tell us. He had everything prepackaged, pre-measured, when people would come buy it from him. So Tana, Af b'moed osakein, even on Chol Moed he'd do this, mipnei bitl beis medrash. What was a bitl beis medrash? So Rashi explains, look at the bottom right, Rashi. Rashi writes, Tana Af b'moed osakein, mipnei bitl beis medrash. Shaya chacham gadol.
Hashem lomet.
Right, Ubam Rabim Lishol, hey, money, they ask questions. Ubimoid Rabbim Oskin Betorah, everyone was busy. Shane Tulim Melach, everyone was off from work, so they're all working, had these shilas. He filled them up at nighttime. Shane's mom base medrash. At nighttime, they didn't learn in the base medrash at least. This way, he's available at daytime, so he doesn't have to go fill everything up. So that's how he says it. So he was a store owner. He also worked. It's okay to work and learn. Okay, it's good to do both. So he, if he's busy, everyone came to him to buy from him. He'd busy going to the back, filling up the wine back and forth, and he couldn't learn and couldn't answer shas. Exactly. Okay. So he came. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Who kana shlosh meos garve yain mivurei hamidos? So he would gather together 300 amounts of wine from the brurei hamidos. So brurei hamidos was like the overflow of the wine, I think. Is that brurei? That's what they say there.
Foaming, I guess.
Foaming, right? The foaming. So he would gather together all the foam, and from that foam alone, he was able to, because after the foam, I guess it settles down. So he was able to collect together from the foam alone all this amount of wine. Right, so it explains here that the lukuchos wouldn't wait. They get the wine, the foam would fill up, and they wouldn't wait for it to settle down to get some more. So I guess from that amount, I guess what happened is as follows. He had, let's say they wanted to fill up 2 cups of wine. So he already had packaged 2 cups of wine here. So he, remember, they brought their kalim. He'd pour into their kli, and then foam up, and they'd run away. And he'd still have a few ounces left, because they didn't wait for it to settle down. So he had a number of kalim with a few ounces of wine left in the bottles. You with me on this? No.
No, it doesn't say that.
That's
right.
Oh, I'm explaining.
No, he said that.
I'm wrong. Okay, so am I saying something different then? Am I making this up?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, it says he kind of calculated. Although I guess he knew how much each time, and so he figured, well,
no, it said
I
that
had
he had
these customers during Yantif, so I must have had this much foaming.
Uh-huh.
It's not that he really had it necessarily in his hand.
He miscalculated. He collected 300 chaviot yain mina notar b'chaviot.
But where is the leftover coming from?
For miscalculation.
I mean, the way I'm understanding it is because we said earlier, the Rashi told us that everyone would come with their kalim. The Baal Bas would come with their kli. He'd fill up, and the wine would open up like the little jar and fill it up. So what does it mean that Abishol, in the Mishnah, he prepared everything beforehand? So again, I think the idea was, he had a number of cups filled to the exact shear. After the foaming went down, he filled it up. Then the Baal Bas came to fill up my kli. So Abishol came and started pouring it in, and it started foaming. So the Baal Bas was so excited about the wine, he went home and started drinking it already. But he didn't wait for the foam to settle down, and then Abishol to pour the rest of the wine to fill the shear. So what happened was, in all the kalim that he prepared, there's a few fluid ounces left in the bottom of each of the kalim, because nobody waited, none of the Baal Batim waited for him to foam to go down and to finish up the full amount. That's, I think, the Masifta explained it. Okay. Either way, somehow, he had a lot of leftover wine. So the Gemara says, again, Tanu Rabbanan, who kanas shlosh meos garve yayin mivurei hamidos? He collected 300 amounts of 300 garvey wine from the foaming of the shirim, the chaver of kantsu shlosh meis garvey shemen, mimitz hamidos, and his friend who sold oil. I guess he sold wine. Others sell oil. They were able to collect 300 amounts of oil from there too. The foaming of the wine, which the Baal Batim didn't wait for it to settle down until the that was what was remaining. The vim lefnei gizbarim. He and his friend, the other store owner, went to the gizbarim of the Beis Hamikdash, the treasurers of the Hekdesh, Lushalayim, Amulahem. So,
I think it refers to the customers.
Oh
yeah.
The pakatul mitzui amidot. My avdel ben mitzui amidot leze kan katul mitzui amidot. Ve'shlosh mot garbei shemem mitzui amidot. What is the mitzui?
Mitzui was to like to go down.
Le matzot.
Right. Let's see. Chavei Rav, you think, refer to. Let's see.
Because now it says, whatever you said, Mimash Mishala Bechavit Ali De Shiloim Tinu, Achi Trokele Gamri Kliya Midale Toch Kliya Lekochot. So therefore, he brought those 300 lugim because of what you said a second ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm not. So it could be Chaver. I think Chaver Ravia refers to his.
He doesn't say.
Okay. So either way, there's a lot of leftover wine and oil that should have really been given to the purchasers, the lochim.
Yeah.
But they were impatient. They didn't. So now the sellers, the mochim, had these remaining oil and wine, which really deserved to be going to the lochim, not for them to keep. So they went to the gezbarim. Why? So look at Rashi. Rashi now on the left side, because there's no tosos here. Rashi said they went to the gezbarim, shel hektesh, lasos ben tzarch hektesh im yirtzu. So Rashi, the left side of the page, from the top, around 8 lines from the top. Yeah, right after that one. Lefnei hagezbarim. Lefnei hagezbarim lefshel hektesh. It went to the members of hektesh. Lasos ben tzarch hektesh im yirtzu. They wanted to take the extra oil and wine to do something with hektesh. Vehem lo hektishu. They were makdishit. Kesurun ein yichol nahaktish ein shalahem inam yichol nahavalei geza ba'ola. Happened was, it wasn't mine. I sold it to the Balabatim. And they were rushed, but I don't really own this. So they felt it was stealing. It was gzela in their hands. So what am I supposed to do with this? I don't know who took it. The
Kohanim felt.
No, not the Kohanim. The Abba Shaul felt this way. Oh. The Mocher.
I thought the Kohanim didn't take it for Ekdesh.
No, so they'll say they don't need to take it, Ekdesh. But I'm the Mocher. And they ran away without taking all their oil that they deserved. I measured exactly for what they wanted. And then it's all my hand. I'm in trouble now. Problem is, when your goal is as a rabbin, when you steal from the rabbin, you don't know who to return it to. You don't know who came, and so many people were coming on Yantiv and Chol HaMoed, I don't know what to do. So you have to do something, let's sarach rabbin, say, well, maybe we should give it to Hektish. Maybe give it to Hektish. Now they couldn't, Rashi telling us, they couldn't be Maktish because they don't own it. I can't be Maktish your items. So maybe just give it to Gizbar, maybe they'll know what to do with it. So that's what the Gemara says, Amru Lahem, Iatem Zkukim Lachach. The Gizbarim says, you don't need to do this. So Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Or the Chacham, rather. Amalim Chachamim, Rashi says, Ein atem zkukum l'chach, hol mischila lo niskavni l'gzal. You didn't intend on stealing. Shalakuchos mochun, ayidei tardasan. Umrutasam, shenim yichol nishalsad, v'yadei v'komachli. They were so quick. They were mochil. They didn't say they're mochil, but it was implicitly, implicit mechila, that we're in a rush, keep the leftovers. It's fine. We, you know, keep the change, if you will. Right, time is money.
I'd rather have the time to go home and
right. Time is money.
Then wait for this to drip in.
Right, exactly. So they didn't have the patience, so they left. So it was a mechila. You don't have to keep it. It's all yours. Put it back in the barrels and sell it next yontif. Amulem af anu ein rotzeinu b'kach. We don't want it though. We don't want to keep it. We don't want to get any hanah from other people's things. Amulem. So the chum say back to Abishol and his chaverov, hol v'chmartim al asmechem. Since you're being machmir on yourself, asumhem tzarchi rabim. Okay, so what are you going to do? You can't return it to who bought it because you don't know who bought which ones. So go tzarchi rabim. When someone goes on a rabim, if someone steals from the public, the only way to do it is to serve the public, because by serving the public, you're eventually, the people you stole from is going to get hanah from you. They'll get paid back something that you do. We have this, you know, also in America. A person goes to jail, does something wrong, he has to do some community service of some sort to help back the community. So here too, also do some form of community service to help the rabbim that hopefully the person you stole from got some hana of something you're doing. Ditanya, the Brisa tells us, gazel any yodei lemi gazel. I stole from someone. I have no clue who I stole from. I stole so many people's. I broke into so many cars. I didn't know who stole it from. What are you supposed to do? Yasbem tzarchi rabbim. Do some type of public community service. My ninu. What's an example of community service? Amrev Chista, Borosichin Umaros, you fill up the wells and the other types of caves and things that hold water for the rabbim to be able to drink from. And this way, that's an example of Tzarchi Rabbim. Okay. All right, it says now, Adaber Rev Chista Ravana Ukva. Rev Chista, Rashi says, this means he was leading him, he was walking with him throughout the alleyways of the city, and they were talking and learning. Vidarish, and he said the following, the person should not measure out barley to feed the animals on Yantif. Aval, what he can do is what he can do is
Korbanot.
So what he can do is he can't use a kli, but he could use a hand. I think he could scoop up with his hand a kav and feed it to the animal, because that doesn't look like an uvda dechol. So the Gemara says, "Vanachtom, the baker, moded tavlin v'nosnatoch k'dirasa." A chef, he could measure out the spices that he needs, the seasoning necessary in order to cook. If he puts in too much pepper, too much salt, it's going to ruin the food. So because of Simchas Yontif, we allow you to measure it out for that. Amar of Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar of Rav, Modedes Isha Kemach B'Yontif, a woman can measure out flour in Yontif, V'nosenes L'toch Isasa, and place in her dough, K'dei Shetitol Chala B'Ayin Yofeh, or that she should be able to have the shear challah. You can't take challah. The hafrash challah can't be on a small amount. It has to be a certain size. Rashi tells about the size you need. So she can measure out the amount she needs in order to be mafresh challah. And then Shmuel Amar Aser. Shmuel says you cannot measure out the flour for being mafresh challah. Don't we have another statement in the name of Shmuel that permits you to measure out for challah? Amar Bai Hashad Amar Shmuel Aser. The Tana de Shmuel Mutter. Now we have there's a stira where the Shmuel says it's permitted or not permitted. What's the Maisa Asla Shmuel? It's trying to tell me Halach Maisa. What does it mean Halach Maisa? So Rashi, look at Tosus rather. Tosus Shmuel, the top Tosus there says Shmuel Halach Maisa Asla Shmuel. Perish. Dimba Yavo Shemadam Lishalanu Kesed Yaseb. Person comes to ask a shayla from the rabbi. What am I supposed to do? Omim Lo Hora Lasu. Tell him it's Asa to measure out flour on Yantiv. If we observe a person who does measure out, we don't have to be mochiach him, don't have to rebuke him for it.
Yeah.
Because miker din it's mutter, we said aser, because it gets confusing. I can measure for this, I can't measure for that. No measuring, don't do any measuring yantif at all. Unless you're nachtom. What?
Even for food?
Even for food, I believe, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. I could be wrong. I don't remember. I could be wrong. Let's see if it mentions in the back. I thought when it came to measuring, you could measure, but not so exact.
Since here. אף על פי שמותר למדוד תבלינים, היינו משום שהתפשי מתקלקל, אם לא ימדוד, אבל כאן לא תתקלקל העיסה, גם אם לא ימדוד.
But the only head there is it's going to ruin it. So let's say you normally measure out how much salt, how much pepper, and you're afraid if you don't measure it, it's going to ruin it, you can. But if you normally just like, you have a feel for it, a little salt, a little pepper, so you can't suddenly on Yantif starting to measure, the only head there is if you're concerned it's going to ruin the food. Okay, top line of Chav Testament Beis, last word, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Shonen Kemach B'Yantif. So the flour, they used to sift their flour, make sure there's no bugs in it, and even nowadays a person's really supposed to look through the flour, make sure there's no bugs in there. So let's say you already sifted it Erev Yom Tov. Are you allowed to do it? You have a special machine for this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it looks for bugs? Or it's, like, it's so fine? It's
excellent. You almost see the garbage left after it's, how do you say, sint?
Sifted?
Sifted, yeah. After it's sifting it. It's like you put the flour. It's like vibrating automatically, and all the flour goes down through very, very microscopic holes. And you see, mamash, you can see bugs. And
you see bugs, really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you get
this? You buy in the store.
Where do you get this? My wife checks it, but where do you get? It's probably easier machine. Where do you get it from?
It's
easy to get.
No, it's easier process to do such
yeah,
a
yeah, I
thing.
Know. Where do you get it?
I don't know. Ilan. Somewhere in the center.
Did you invent this also?
No. You cannot make money out of it.
Okay. Says the Gemara, Taner Banan, Ein Shonen Kamach B'Yamtiv. You cannot...
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's very good because I saw it in my eyes. It's very, very good.
So I'll look into it maybe. Ein Shonen B'Yamtiv, we say. Ein Shonen, rather. Kamach B'Yamtiv. You can't do a second sifting on Yamtiv. You already did it once on Yamtiv, you can't do it a second time. And the reason Rashi tells us is because after lo mesma, you could have done it yesterday. We said any machshir ochel nefesh that could have been done yesterday, you have to do yesterday. You can't do it today, so you can't sift it a second time on yantar. However, mishum Rabbi Papis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Amru Shonin, you are able to do it a second time because deleket tircha. It's not so much tircha. You put it through the sifter and it comes right through. It takes a matter of 5 seconds, so that's permitted. Now, Shavin, they both agree, Shim Nafal Tochan Tsurura, Kisame, something falls in a little, rock, pebble, a piece of wood falls in, Shoshonim, then you're permitted to do it because you're not going to eat, you're not going to make dough with pebbles in your flour, so then you're allowed to do it because there's a need for it.
Tzor
is a pebble.
What is pebble?
A rock, a little tiny rock. An even, right? A small even katana. Tani tana kami diravina. Bryce was taught, Ein shonen kemech biyantif, aval nofel tzor okisim borer biyadom. So he taught differently. If a little rock falls in, you could just take it out. Why sift it? Just find the pebble and take out the pebble. He taught better to be borer, to select it, as opposed to putting it through the sifter. Amle kolishkein daser, davle kibora. No, no, that's more problematic because it's borer, and borer is one of the avos melachos. So, by the borer is permitted on yantif.
And sifting is not borer.
They're right. They're exactly. It's a different malacha. They're very similar. One's merakid. Merakid is sifting, and borer is separate.
In order to mevalid the dirt or the bugs or whatever.
The Gemara's talk about what's the difference. Gemara's hainu merakid, hainu zora, hainu borer. They seem to be very, very similar. Gemara's and Shabbos talk about it, but there are differences. Okay, apparently borer is more problematic than merakid. I'm not sure exactly what shot.
I think it's the re-sifting is the issue.
Uh-huh.
That the re-sifting is not really like sifting.
Uh-huh.
If it was the first time he was sifting it, that would be like borer, because then you really see that stuff is being separated. But the re-sifting was just to sort of, I think, shake up the flour and make it fluffy, because all of it really went through since it had been sifted already.
Uh-huh.
So you really weren't separating. You were just sort of making it nicer to use.
But when I take out the rock, that's really borer.
Right.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. The Gemara says, now, Darish Rava Bar Rapuna, Zuti, this is his name, Apischa Den Harda, on the gate, I guess, the entrance to Harda, he's taught the following. Shonin Kemech B'Yamtiv, one may re-sift on Yamtiv. Amrlehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Pokiv Amrlei L'Abba, go out to say, Abba Shkila Tivusacha V'Shadei Achazri. So go say to my friends that it's not a favor for us. We're not doing a satova because we already know this halacha. That's basically what he's saying. What are you telling us? That's not a chiddush. We know that. That's the big drush you're giving on the entranceway to Nahar Dai. Come on, we know that halacha already. Pok Chazi Akama Muhulsa. What's this saying here? So how many sifters already go out in Harda do the repeated Hadron Nada, meaning we know this halacha already. That's what he basically said to Rav Huna. Okay. The Vesa, the Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, Nala Kimcha, she would sift on a second time the flour. Agava de Mehulsa, on the back of the sifter, she'd do it upside down or the side of it. Amalei Chazi, the Anna Rafsa, Malyasa. Rav Yosef said to his wife, look, that I want to eat bread, better, cleaner bread. Meaning, they're explaining to me, you don't have to do this backwards way. You could do it the regular way. We've Paskin, you could do it the regular way. Devesa de Rav Ashi, Nala Kimcha Agava de Pesura. She would, the wife of Rav Ashi, would sift it on the table, on the side of the table of some sort. I'm not sure exactly how that's done. But you see from here, the wives are more machmir than the husbands. Happens very, very often.
Doing in shinui.
What?
They're doing in shinui.
Yeah, all the shinui, which you don't have to do. So it's pshat that wives are more machmir. Because the less you know, not that women, but just that women don't learn, men do learn, the less you know, the more machmir you are sometimes, you just don't know the halacha. When you learn the halacha, like for example, clean for Pesach, women are so machmir, because they still know the exact what needs to be done. So they clean everything really, really like well. So speaking to some rabbanim say that they say to the wife, I said to my wife, listen, you just cook, I'll do the cleaning. Because she wanted to clean, she wanted to start like 2 months ago. I said, no, I'll clean the week before and I'll sweep, I'll look for all the chametz, I'll do the cleaning and you do the cooking. Because you know, the more you know, the less machmir you have to be. Sometimes you know you have to be machmir, but sometimes you know you could be makil. So here all the wives are being very, very makil, very machmir rather. So what happened? Amar Ravashi, Rashi says, Haddi dun. Barsei, the Rami, Hadidan. Is that part of the statement? Let's see. Hadidan, my wife. Barte the Rami Barchama, is the daughter of Rami Barchama. Rami Barchama, Mar de Uvdahavi, he was the author of the story above. Had she not seen what was going on, she wouldn't have done this. Meaning, she was right. My wife, even though I thought my wife was probably wrong, but she must have seen it from her house, and her father was a chashiv rav. See, she must be doing what was correct. So it seems like Rav Ashi's wife was correct, as opposed to Rav Yosef's wife, he thought otherwise. Says the new Mishnah. A person could go to his makolet down the block, his normal makolet, and he could say to him, Omer lo, tainli beitzim ve'agozim, give me some eggs, give me some nuts. Biminyan, give me a dozen eggs. Shekein derech baal bayis lehios mona besoch beisa, because it's not considered uvda dechol, it's not considered. I go to my house, I say, I need 10 eggs. Okay. So you count 10 eggs, so you go to the store, I need 10 eggs. It doesn't sound like you're buying and selling, don't mention any money. Tanur abanan, holech adam etel roe haragi letzel. A person goes to his shepherd. He normally watches all the sheep. I need a little goat. I need a little piece of meat to cook and shecht and cook for yantif. Or etel tevach haragi. He goes to the butcher. He needs a give me a thigh. Give me a piece of steak. As a petim regular etzlav, he goes to the guy with the fattener. What do they say petim is? Guy who fattens up the animal.
The chickens.
Well, is there a good English translation for that?
Fattener.
A fattener. Okay, I was right. Okay, a fattener. He goes to the fattener, a regular etzlav.
Help wanted
it. Right. Okay. I didn't know there's such a term.
I didn't know either.
Omer lo, tainli tur echad, or goz echad, give me a nice fat doe, or for a nice fat chicken, etel nachtom, harag, that's what goes to the baker, he usually goes to, omer lo, tainli kikar echad, or glusk echad, give me a nice piece of bread, a loaf, etel chenvani harag, that's what, omer lo, tainli esrim beitim, v'chamisha megozim, I need 20 eggs, 50 nuts, asar afrachsakin, v'chamisha rimonim, esrog echad, all different types of amounts. That's all permitted. As long as you don't mention the sikum mida, which Rashi tells us the total amount, a total kav of kavim. I don't like two kav. I'm not sure the difference. You can mention the amount of how much you want, but you can't mention the weight of that you're buying. Just the how many, the quantity. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says, no, you can't mention how much I need it for the amount of money. People don't know this. Oftentimes people discuss prices on Shabbos. This much money, that much money. You can't talk about Shabbos and Yontif. You can't discuss these halachas, or sorry, these issues of money. You could talk about, you bought this, you bought that, but you can't mention, I paid $25 for this. You can mention what you bought. Okay. Hadron halach ein sadin. And we start the new parak tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
All these small people have to be revealed.
Ah.
The idea is that if you